It's time to talk Black Bear Hockey, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. We welcome in the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to what you told us last week was the least favorite part of your job. Well, we're going to try to make it as painless as possible, Ben. That's our goal.
Not the least favorite part. The most adjustment I need, maybe.
Okay. All right. That's better. Yeah. That's better. Yeah. I like that. We'll clean Fair it up enough. A little bit. Hey, it's a big weekend coming up. The Alphon opens up. Games, of course, you've been playing games, but now to have fans in the Alphon, how exciting is that for everybody?
Yeah, it's exciting for us. It's exciting for, you know, our staff, you know, new and old, and you know, the players are excited, and it's just nice, I think, for the community to have that part of you know, that part of the university back, that part of, you know, the fabric of the community up here. It'll just be nice to be there and, you know, feel part of the college hockey family again together.
Absolutely. That Sacred Heart coming into town. They're playing a lot of Hockey East teams this year. What can you tell us about Sacred Heart?
They're a very, very good team. They have a lot of skill. You know, I watched them. They played BU twice last weekend and one Friday, and, you know, played just as well on Saturday, and I think they split. But they're fast. They transition the puck really well. It's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. I told our team this week, like, we have to go into every game with an underdog mindset. That's just, you know, and that's true today, as it'll be true next year and the year after. If we're going to, you know, give ourselves the best chance to compete on a night in and night out basis, we have to have that mentality going in, especially right now. So it'll be a tremendous test for us. They're a very well coached team, and it'll be a lot of fun.
You mentioned last week, Ben, that one of the real keys to attracting top-notch players is for the program to get better, and because people talk to one another and the like. How much help is it to have so many Maine kids now in the ECHL, in the AHL, you know, playing on a regular basis, which for a while we didn't have as many going into the ECHL. They either were getting ATOs and AHL, or they're not playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you have players that have come through your program that are having success at the next level. You know, I got asked that question yesterday about Jeremy Swayman, you know, play. Like, it's obviously he's playing at the highest level, and he's also playing in, you know, New England market. So that really helps us tremendously, you know, the fact that he's through here and, you know, he's playing in Boston and, you know, and then all the other players that are playing the American League, East Coast League. It's good. They sell our program better than any of the coaches ever will. And I believe that, and that's been true everywhere I've worked. You know, if they have a good experience and they play on competitive teams and they feel like they're getting better, they're going to sell your program better than you ever will.
Now, you went to Nebraska, Omaha. We haven't been traveling those kinds of distances in a while. Do you think with more teams in the ECAC and in the Atlantic Conference and Hockey East, do you see more of them staying home for a while, or do you think we're on the verge of going out back to Alaska and North Dakota and places like that?
That's a really good question. I don't know. You know, I think, you know, after doing it, and, you know, I think we might have spoke about it last week, but, you know, we drove to Boston because we had a flight canceled out of Bangor a few weeks before we were supposed to go. We drove to Boston, flew through Chicago to Omaha, did the same thing coming back, flew into Portland, drove back up here. We had our sticks lost on the way out there. It's, you know, they got there before our practice on Thursday, so it was fine. But I don't know if it's, you know, it's fun to do those type of things. And it's always been, you know, like on the East Coast, it's always fun to go once or twice, get on a plane and go. There's just so many variables right now that make it really, really hard. And then geographically, it makes it hard for us. Like, you know, poor Paul Kalina, our trainer and hockey ops director, had to somehow find a flight, you know, 2 weeks before we're supposed to go to Omaha with that could seat 35, 40 people on it. That's why we had to go to Boston. So, I, you know, with all the uncertainty in the world and all the uncertainty, you know, in the airlines. I mean, we were flying Southwest Airlines, which was probably, you know, you probably saw what happened a couple of weeks ago there with that. So, you know, luckily we made it back. You know, we didn't have a flight that was canceled, but I don't know what it's going to be. I just know, like, as a coach and as a program, you're trying to, you know, give your team the best chance for success. And, you know, I don't think that played a role in what happened in Omaha at all. It was our first game. Our guys were excited. You know, that, but like, if you were to do that, you know, a time or two in the middle of the season and to go on a trip like that, luckily we had a bye week so we could get an extra day of rest and we got back. But, yeah, it's something that I think the conversation has to be had. Does it make more sense to play teams you can drive to when you're trying to schedule your out of conference games?
We're talking with Maine hockey coach Ben Barr. Hey, Ben, we want to learn a little bit about you off the ice. What do you do to help yourself wind down a little bit? Let's say it's Saturday night. You've beaten Sacred Heart in the first game or in the second game of the series. You've completed the sweep. Now you go home. What do you do to kick back and relax?
Well, I like your optimism there, first of all, which is great. You know, that's been a challenge for me because we have 6-month-old twins and a 3-year-old right now. So, you know, luckily my wife is wonderful. You know, my parents are actually my family's coming out from Minnesota. They're on their way right now. So they'll be around this weekend. So hopefully, you know, we have a little bit of help around. And, yeah, like, it's just the last few months has kind of been when we finally get all three of the kids to bed. Whenever that is, 7:30, 8 o'clock, we're ready for bed too. So relaxing is just sleeping right now in our household. But that'll change, I know, in time and as we get into our routine and everything. But I'm lucky that I have a wife that can handle all that stuff. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, move and three kids and all that kind of stuff. So
well, that's great. We wish you luck this weekend. They drop the puck Friday night at 7:35, Saturday at 5:05, Maine and Sacred Heart. Ben, as always, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ben Barr, the head coach of the Black Bear, is here on Downtown. Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718. And Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor.